Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good morning to you. It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Here's what you do. You apply simply, then you'll understand fully, which allows you to mortgage confidently. And I appreciate you being a part of the show early today. And I got to hear around an hour of the Zach Gelb Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I heard some of the callers and heard people's thoughts on divisional championship Saturday, where I would just like to start out with, because it never really ever works out this way. When I was starting out in sports talk radio, there were two sports talk radio stations in the country. And I'm interning and getting my start at WIP in Philadelphia. And there were two sports radio stations in the whole country. And I can tell you that there's a distinct difference between 1988 and 2019. Other than the fact that I get better looking with age, it's the idea that we used to talk about the winners. And I'm really serious about this with you. We used to talk about the winners. Now we spend our days talking about the losers. There was a time when sports talk radio, especially when like the early days of ESPN radio. So I'm talking, Tony Bruno and Keith Olbermann and things like that. Chuck Wilson, the legendary Chuck Wilson, who was spectacular. There used to be a day where sports talk radio was about talking about the winners. And now sports talk radio has become talking about the losers, bashing the losers. And I heard Zach say something about it on the last hour that I thought was worth mentioning too. I had it on my sheet. The idea of the Today Show boo-hooing this week over Cody Parkey. We're going to have Cody Parkey on. He missed the big kick and we're going to have him on. And he was getting booed off the field in Chicago. And isn't it terrible for Cody Parkey? And let's have him on the Today Show and talk about it. Seriously, I'm going to throw up in my mouth. Throw up. Try to hold it down here while I do a show. Celebrating losers, concentrating on the losers, and yes, Cody Parkey, whether he likes it or not, was a loser last Sunday. He failed to do his job, and in sports, when you fail to do your job, usually that means you're out of a job. Usually. That means that. But again, like the Today Show, instead of focusing on who wins, they're focusing on who lost. Instead of focusing on who did their job and got it done against, by the way, all the odds makers, they're focusing on stinking Cody Parkey. And I got to tell you, Cody Parkey's a nice young man, I'm sure. I'm sure he's a fine young man, an upstanding citizen. Flat out, Cody Parkey didn't handle pressure well. And yes, you can tell me, well, the ball was tipped. Ball was tipped. Get it up a little higher. Get up a little higher. Don't doink it off. It's not a mistake that you dink it off a goalpost how many times during a year. That's not a mistake. That's either a lack of execution, lack of concentration, or you're not that skilled. But let me start. Congratulations, Kansas City Chiefs. Can we celebrate the Chiefs and stop ripping on the Colts? Can we celebrate the Rams and stop ripping on the Cowboys? And I'll explain why I believe that should be the storyline first off and above. Andy Reid, welcome back to Championship Weekend. I saw Andy Reid visit Championship Weekend 5 times with my Philadelphia Eagles. I love Big Red. Everybody in my house, and Frank Reich, love you too. You're great. Thank you for last year. But I would tell you, I love Big Red. Love Andy Reid. Want to see Andy Reid succeed. And yesterday, everybody in my house, we were cheering for Andy Reid and the Chiefs. We wanted to see Andy Reid get back to Championship Weekend. And I would love to see Andy Reid bring the Chiefs to my town here in Atlanta, where Super Bowl 53 is going to be. And congratulations to Sean McVay, who might be coming home for the Super Bowl. Another great storyline. Sean McVay, the Atlanta kid. The kid still coaching in the NFL for the most part. From Marist School here in Atlanta. Sean McVay, who won the last state title at my daughter's high school as the quarterback. Sean McVay, who is the wonder kid of the NFL, who's gotten a ton of other coaches hired. And I've got to tell you, and I'll be honest with you, after all the coaching hires this week, I said, wow, Sean McVay better win Saturday night against the Cowboys. And you know what? Both coaches won last night. Both coaches, Sean McVay and Andy Reid, coached their backsides off and outcoached their opponent. I don't want to hear about whatever the, you know, the Colts will. Hey, look, the Colts are getting started. I really do believe that. I think they're getting started. And if you're telling me that they're going to go out and get Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown or something like that to add to Andrew Luck and everything, as long as Andrew Luck can figure out how to have passes stop being batted down at the line of scrimmage, I'm sure the Colts' future is bright. But Andy Reid and the Chiefs have been building for this and have been waiting for this, and I am so excited for Kansas City for next Sunday. Because I know what kind of a coach he is, and I know yesterday he absolutely, teacher over student, teacher one, student nothing, yesterday. Andy Reid dominated Frank Reich and his team, dominated them. And Patrick Mahomes had a little bit to do with that, just a little bit. Gosh, he's fun to watch. My daughter said to me, ninth grade girl, says, Dad, who's that? Who's Patrick Mahomes? And I said, honey, remember when you asked me that? And she goes, why? I just asked you it. And I said, no. Remember when you asked me that. Because 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you're going to remember saying to Dad, Dad, who's that Patrick Mahomes? Because he's flat out spectacular. And for Jared Goff, I raised my hand. I was doubting you. And I never doubt Todd Gurley. Getting to see his college career in Georgia, I never doubt Todd Gurley, but I wondered how healthy he was. Boy, looked healthy last night. And CJ Anderson and the rest of the Rams just absolutely bullying the Cowboys, beating them up. And if you said going into the game that the Rams offensive line was going to bully the Cowboys defensive front and was going to dominate their linebackers and make their linebackers look like cartoon characters running like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, just spinning their legs. If you saw that and you said that before the game, show me the proof, because I don't believe you. I don't. I didn't see that happening, and I don't know anybody else who did either. It was a splendid game for the home teams to go out there and dominate. By the way, there was only one home team yesterday, and that was the Chiefs. We got a problem in L.A. We'll get to that later. You got a problem in L.A. When you have a stadium that large and a city that large, and it's like a 50-50 crowd for a divisional playoff game, that stinks. And if I'm the Rams, if I'm a Rams player, yeah, I'll say something about it. I'd say something about it, and you'd have every right to, because you know what? That stinks. So instead of ripping on the Colts and ripping on the Cowboys, and believe me, I've got some notes on both of them, and I will have my thoughts, can we first congratulate the Chiefs for getting to that championship game and having Arrowhead host an AFC title game next Sunday night. Bet it's going to be cold. And can we celebrate the Rams? Young, sexy, fun, sleek like a race car. Waiting to see if they got to get on a plane to play the Saints, or if they have to welcome the Super Bowl champs into their house, who are still the Super Bowl champs until they're dethroned.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.